The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox. I'm joined, as always, by Dan Regester, the red hot Danny Rags.
I think you should get more credit, really, with your Moneyline Dogs.
I
2-0 last week for you on your Moneyline Dogs. You're 8-10, I think, on the season.
I'm going over 500 on Moneyline Dogs. Fuck this shit.
Right.
That's my only goal.
Because who cares about against the spread?
Yeah, fucking pussies bet the spread.
That's all me. Right. Yeah. That's pussy.
Bitches.
Giant noted pussy, Dan Chester.
Last week, you went 12-4. I went 8-8. I'll take it, to be honest.
It is funny. So those are actual like records against the spread.
Yeah.
But like when I hear like Ross talk about how he was like 7-9. I'm like, yeah, but they're the same bet, so you lost the bet.
Right. Yeah.
That's how teasers work.
Because if you do teasers or parlays, you're only making like two bets, really.
Yeah.
Right.
So you need to get all of them right.
Right. Yeah. You need to go.
So you can't claim credit when you're getting 7 or 6 points on the spread.
Which,
that's not a win for you.
I have that problem too a lot, where I'll get really greedy and I'll just want to do a parlay. And it's so counterintuitive.
But like your eyes, not a teaser, right? Like a regular parlay.
Or a teaser too, either way. Okay. But it's just the type of thing where it's like, I just want to get greedy and win all the money at once. But really, you're much better off
just betting individual games.
Yeah. Yes.
It
looks scarier because you're risking more money.
Right. I do like, though, that like 6-team regular parlay where you put $50 on it and you're like, oh, dude, I could win like $4,000.
So every year I've won those types of parlays twice, I think, in my life. I don't bet them like super regularly, but I've won them like 2 or 3 times where you get like, you put like $50-$100 down and you win like $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah.
We
get
did.
Super close, and then
but every year I have one that misses by one fucking game.
Hedge.
I know. I didn't hedge this year, and it was the last game too because I was just blackout drunk and didn't really realize what was going on.
Right. I'm not really happy what's happening with the Heisman right now. I'm seeing the
odds. Future
CJ
bet is
CJ Stroud right now is minus money.
Aren't you? Don't you stand to win like $8,000?
Hendon Hooker?
If Hendon Hooker wins the Heisman.
So it was less than I thought. It's 65-1, not 80-1.
Whatever.
So $6,500, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I think.
On a $100 bet? Yeah,
I think
I'll take it.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, though. Your eyes get fucking big.
But that was preseason, right? Like, Hendon Hooker deserves it, man. Fuck CJ Stroud. Fuck Ohio State. Like,
Hendon Hooker, he's been playing way better teams.
Yes.
Way better
putting up numbers
team.
Against the SEC. Not,
I think
not Indiana.
I think if Ohio State A loses, but B and Stroud has a bad game against Michigan,
yeah,
then you'll be all right. How did Hooker do against Georgia again?
He was whatever. It wasn't terrible though. Like, it wasn't horrific.
Yeah,
but it was Georgia, right?
Well, like, it's Michigan, it's Georgia, but Georgia's way
all right.
Better.
They're not on the same plane.
No, they're not.
We're not here to talk about those good teams.
Fuck those good teams. We were talking about fucking garbage.
Yeah.
All right. We're here to play in the mud.
Right. Talk about your school, not mine.
Yeah, your potentially Cotton Bowl bound school.
Hopefully. That's what Brett McMurphy had us projected in the Cotton Bowl against Penn State, which would be fun because I get to see a lot of my high school buddies that went to Penn State. Yeah. They come down. Last time we all got together was the Penn State game at Penn State. Where we
so
went
wait,
in.
So is it going to be college buddies versus high school buddies?
Yeah. Yeah. That, which it was, I think it's 2013, so when Blake Bortles' senior year, we took a road trip up to Penn State.
Yeah.
And we went in Happy Valley and beat them.
That's really funny. You guys used to schedule better non-cons, I feel like.
They don't want to play us, pal.
I guess not, because I remember Missouri had a home and home with UCF back when we worked together.
George O'Leary was like, for whatever reason, he could pull his weight with the scheduling.
Yeah. Notre Dame's George O'Leary.
Then we started, yeah, I know. Then we started knocking teams off, and they're like, ah, we're good.
Didn't knock Missouri off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those years, though, weren't like.
Those were Bortles years? One of them was.
No.
One of them was a Bortles year.
That was when so we lost to you guys the year before Bortles year. But Bortles came in like as a freshman that year.
Okay.
Like late in the season.
Regardless, I want to see you. Well, I guess it doesn't matter because you're going to be a Power 5 team, so.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Whatever Power 5 means.
No, I mean, the real joke is you're going to be a G6 team.
Yeah. Every time we move up in the rankings,
in the conference,
they move the goalposts.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just gatekeeping UCF.
We get into the Big Ten. They're like, yeah, but we're going to split the Big Ten in half. Like,
yeah. The Big Ten East is joining the SEC. Then you're part of, what, the G9 and man, the P1.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the direction that college football is going.
It's so dumb. I still love it. It doesn't matter. But yeah, we're here to talk about.
I still do.
Shitty team. So on the season, you're 101, 85, and 2. What is that percent? I mean, that's a good batting average.
I think I'm close to 55.
Okay.
Which we want to get over 55. That's the professional line right there. 55 to 60% is how you actually make money gambling.
Yeah.
The pros. The Vegas.
55. I mean, and that's the thing that people don't realize, too, with gambling a lot of times is it's a lot like baseball, right? A 300 hitter is a great player.
A 55% gambling is like great.
Yeah, it's but fantastic. That's the thing. 55 doesn't sound great. Neither does only getting a hit 3 out of every 10 times you go to the plate. But you need perspective.
But check it out. Vegas is good at what they do.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like maybe the best at what they do.
It's funny reading about the gambling syndicates like battling Vegas too. Like the big story I read, it was like a year ago or something, is the line movers, you know what I mean? The ones
the
that
touts?
Yeah, the ones that,
which, by the way, like, we're not touts because we don't charge you. We're giving out free picks.
Yeah, but there's, like, the big gambling syndicates that, like, will move lines, like, because Vegas knows who's when they bet, and they're like, oh, okay, we got to move this line.
Because there's a percentage. So it's, like, percentage also, of money versus the percentage of people that bet.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's, most of the time, the public will be on one side, and the line will move a little bit with that, but, like, if somebody comes in with, like, a shit ton of money on one bet.
Yeah.
That's when you actually move the line.
But these people are like psychos, because the story I read about was, and they know they can influence the lines, right?
Yeah. So
they were like, let's put
I know what you're gonna say.
X yeah. amount of money on the over in the WNBA All-Star game from like 2 years ago.
Right.
Because they knew that Vegas had misvalued it. Like it came out and they're like, oh my God. And they're like, bet this immediately. And they're like, wait, I bet we can get it higher. And because they wanted the under.
Yep.
And they bet the just enough on the over that Vegas was like.
It influences it, moves it up, and then you get a better number on the under and put more money on the under.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the WNBA All-Star. Like, these people are sick.
Yeah. These are, I mean, one and the same with finance bros.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just get really deep into like an Excel spreadsheet.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't see teams as teams. You see teams as numbers.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah. And I dabble with that, but I'm more of a gut guy.
Oh, well, it's working.
I like the feel.
It's working. You know? It's working this year.
I want to feel human still.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on the season, you're doing really well. I'm 82, 98, and 3, but let's get to the real brass tacks here. Moneyline dogs
right.
on the season.
I'm trash. I'm like 2-11.
You're 2-11. I am 8-10.
I'm taking bigger swings, though.
I guess.
You took Oklahoma State last week, who was like a 1-point dog.
That's fine. I'm a contact hitter. I'm just finding holes in the shift.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
I don't even know who I took from Moneyline dog last week. I forget.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the record so far this year. But let's get into the Week 12 picks. Coastal UVA. UVA is -3 players, so this game is canceled.
Yes. Fuck. I was seeing where you're going with that. I'm like, yeah, they canceled. No, -3 players, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It actually sucks. That's a very tragic thing. I'm not surprised they canceled it. I am impressed, though. On another note with this, good for them for scheduling Coastal.
Coastal, I mean, Coastal has like kind of a harder schedule than
Virginia.
Most Sun Belt teams, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a cool, that sucks, because that would have been a cool game. Obviously, got to honor the kids, and there's no
even
way
the COVID year. Remember when week of they scheduled BYU?
Yeah, I love
that. They both lost their opponents. So like, yeah, fuck it, come down to Coastal.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, so Coastal, UVA canceled, unfortunately, after that shooting. Thankfully, they caught the guy. I'm still interested to see what the fuck the deal was with that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like ex-player who might have...
It seems a lot of smoke was around, like, the hazing situation. Yeah.
So, like, the past with the guys.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less.
Or I don't even know if those were the specific guys he was going for.
I don't know either. Yeah. But it was... His dad was, like, tweeting something about, like... He had been talking about getting bullied. I don't know why he did this.
Sure.
Yeah. It's all speculative.
I don't know. Stop being a pussy, I guess. Like.
Right. Yeah. I don't understand how, if you think being bullied is... Because if you do that, what you really think is not that bullying is wrong, but that you should be the one bullying, doing the violence to other people.
You're escalating a little too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not that the violence or cruelty is wrong. It's that it's wrong that you aren't the one doing it.
I guess that's the justification. Is that what his dad's trying to say?
No, I'm just saying that's the logic of if you respond to that with the way he did.
And I guess he wasn't even a part of the class's field trip. He was just invited by the professor.
I don't know.
It's a weird story.
Yeah, it's fucked. Well, whatever. Sucks. Rest in peace to those kids. That's fucking bullshit. UVA, by the way.
Just a weird year for them.
It's been a rough decade for the University of Virginia.
Well.
Think about the shit they've had to go through. This, now.
Yeah.
The Phi Psi Rolling Stone story.
Right.
And the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally.
Oh, you're not going to include losing to a 16 seed on the same level?
It's just...
They got an natty out of it.
Yeah, they break even on that, I suppose. I mean, I'd lose to a 16 seed to win a natty the next year.
I don't know if I would.
Right, because no one's going to remember the natty.
Right. It's like you lost to UMBC, right?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and the 16 seed thing. Rough decade for UVA. Like, because I think all the time, too, I'm like, man, I do not need Mizzou in the fucking news again. But then this Virginia stuff... I mean, they are just 100 times worse in terms of the stuff they have to deal with.
Yeah. It's, I mean, obviously this is not on the same level as most of the things beforehand. This is a little bit more tragic. I guess the Charlottesville too, but.
What was the other one I said? Honestly, the Phi Psi one is.
That was fucked. Very
pretty
Duke,
fucked.
Very Duke lacrosse-esque.
Yeah. Not as bad as murder.
No.
But not great.
Rolling Stone created a human that didn't exist.
Yeah.
For a story.
Yeah. Because it was too good.
Didn't do any background checks. Yeah.
When a story's too good, you don't want to ask questions. It's like Santa Claus, right? How many questions do you want to ask about Santa?
Right.
And this fraternity rape was Rolling Stone's Santa Claus.
That's my kind of rule of thumb with softcore history. If, you know, I see two conflicting things in my sources, I go with the more interesting source.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Yes.
Because... The more interesting one's never the right one.
Never.
Ever.
In the words of Thanos, life is often disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always disappointing, some would say. But yeah, so that's probably enough UVA talk for this. Hopefully those kids are all okay. The rest of the team, I mean, obviously. But yeah, that sucks. But let's get into the actual games. First up this week. Ooh, this is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Florida at Vandy. Two touchdown favorites, over under 56.5. Now, Florida, quite a bit better than Vanderbilt.
Quite.
But Vandy just came off.
Big win against Kentucky.
Big win against Kentucky.
Florida pushed South Carolina's dicks in.
Mm-hmm. Now, check it out. South Carolina beat Kentucky. South Carolina sucks ass.
Transitive property.
Vanderbilt beat Kentucky. Vanderbilt sucks ass. Maybe Kentucky just sucks ass.
Their offensive line does. I mean, Levis has always been, like, he's been banged up the entire season because he keeps getting hit.
Yep.
Kentucky did beat Florida, though.
I like the way Florida's going right now, though. Their defense, and obviously Richardson's trying to like skyrocket up the draft boards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Florida to cover 14 here. I think that's pretty easy.
I like that, too, actually. Like, I think that's easily the call. Vanderbilt is feisty. I will give them credit. I've been saying that for a while. This is not your dad's Vanderbilt team. There's just an actual spark of joy in them, I guess you could say. Like, they're not great, but
they don't spark joy.
No, they don't spark joy, but they have joy within them. They play with some joy. There's a little more fire in them. They still are helpless, but they no longer feel bad for themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I typically don't like laying 14, like, ever.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think Florida covers pretty easy.
I think so too. Any thoughts on the over under?
No, because I don't really think Vandy's going to score much.
Yeah. I think this is Vanderbilt got their win.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And didn't they win another game too before that? Or did they just play somebody close?
I think their wins are against like Hawaii.
Well, no, I know that. Ooh, they beat the shit out of Hawaii though. Oh, they just played South Carolina kind of close, I guess. Yeah. Played Missouri very close. But yeah, they beat Kentucky. So I think they're good.
They're not good.
No, I mean, I think they're good. They're good with themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're done with the season. Yeah. Like, we got our wins. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, whatever Tennessee's points over against Vandy is next week.
I hope.
I'm smashing that.
Can Heupel leave Hooker in, please?
I know, right?
Like, he gets taken out in the fourth quarter, and CJ Stroud's just still putting up numbers against Indiana in the fourth quarter when they're up like 80.
That because Ryan Day is he's a killer. And Heupel's
soft. Doesn't want his player to win the Heisman.
Heupel's doughy. Heupel's adult Bobby Hill, as the memes have shown.
Man, he is a tough look. He's like, it's very hard to look at his face.
Yeah, it's I don't like the shape of him. Like
At all. No.
I don't
He won a fucking natty at Oklahoma.
I know. It's so weird.
For a while there, that was like
gotta be the worst quarterback they had, too.
That was a stipulation to be UCF's coach. You'd win a natty as a quarterback.
That's an underwhelming quarterback.
Yeah.
Because of all the quarterbacks Bob Stoops had, he was a Heisman finalist, I guess, but
by default, I guess.
Was Jason White probably worse?
No, White won the Heisman, didn't he?
Did he?
I think so.
Oh. Josh Heupel is a bottom tier Bob Stoops quarterback, is what I'm trying to say.
But Scott Frost was kind of elite for his time.
Yeah. Scott Frost was super elite for his time. I mean, he was a great athlete. He just wasn't.
I think he was on the cover of Game Day at one point.
Yeah. He was a great athlete. He just wasn't a great quarterback.
Run the option.
Yeah. Next up, we've got bowl eligible UConn.
Let's go.
Plus 10 at Army. That is, does this feel, I mean.
It's a stinky line.
Right? Like.
They're saying UConn's not disciplined, which I think Jim Mora has proved they are after winning 6 games at UConn.
Yeah. That's a big
What a feel-good story.
It is. Now, are they still going D2?
Yes. They're like,
shot.
Yeah, just as we're about to be somewhat successful. We are now leaving Division I football.
Right. Perfect.
Maybe they can be like we take it back.
Maybe. Why not?
Just stay independent.
Why are you leaving? That's insane. That's so stupid.
Just stay independent.
God. Yeah. That's so dumb. What do you feel for this?
So over under is 43.5?
Mm-hmm.
This is tough. Because Army could come out and just paperclip them to death.
Mm-hmm.
Control the ball, win this game like 17-3.
Yeah. S&P Plus has the over, has the score as one of the bigger misses. Like, they think it's going to be about 6 points more combined score than what the over is.
Okay. What do they have the actual spread at, S&P?
11. They think Army wins by 11.
I kind of lean that way. I think Army's going to cover here.
Okay.
So I will take the troops.
God, it's so hard to take an over for an academy. I'm going to take UConn to cover. I think UConn, I don't know that they win, but I like UConn to, you know, be UConn. Competent football UConn.
Mm-hmm. Jim Moore.
Yeah, they lose by 8, 9, whatever.
I just think they reached the bowl game, so they're content.
Yeah.
They're like, we smashed through our ceiling.
What is Army's record this year? They're better, like, of the academies.
No, they're not.
They're not?
They have 3 wins.
Oh, they were the better of the academies. Is Navy back to being the more competent one?
Yeah, okay. Plus Air Force.
Well, Air Force is always... I know Air Force is a military academy, but, like, they're just in a totally different part of the country. So I kind of, for whatever reason, categorize them differently.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't know, all those mountain football teams, they're their own thing.
But honestly, Navy might only have 3 wins, too. I forget. But they've just kind of been feistier.
Yeah, they, let's see what their record is. Navy midshipmen are 3-7.
So they're both 3-7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Army's not playing for a bowl here. In fact, Army's 3-6. Army's not playing for anything. Yeah, I love UConn to cover this. Fuck Army.
Army's 3-6?
Yeah.
They can make a bowl. They're just going to win out.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Next up, we have a very disappointing Wisconsin team getting 12.5 on the road at Nebraska. Over-under is a brutal 38.
They're not
half.
Getting to, they're giving 12.5.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah, giving 12.5. Yeah.
Be weird if they're getting 12.5.
I would smash
jump
that,
over
right?
That, yeah.
Line opened at 13,
mm-hmm.
down to 12.5. The over-under here is crazy. I like the over. I'm taking the over. Out of the gate. I just... 38 in a college... No, I don't care who's playing.
Man. I would disagree with that, but I'm not going to actually put my money on that. So, I just took back-to-back double-digit favorites. Give me Nebraska. Give me the 12.5.
Nebraska to cover?
Yeah.
Double-digit?
At home in Lincoln?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wisconsin's kind of... They're kind of queefing it at the end of the season.
I will say this about Nebraska. They're terrible. But if this week...
They weren't completely embarrassed by Michigan.
No. And they played Minnesota close. Illinois beat them good. They scored a lot of points on Purdue. If you wanted to pick a big swing money line dog this week...
Just go to Nebraska.
I don't hate Nebraska, to be quite honest.
If you really want a big swing money line, Illinois. But we can't talk about them.
We can't.
Michigan.
I might come back to that. And just to because you keep calling me a coward on my money line.
To get 20, like a 18-point dog.
Yeah, 12.5-point dog. Next up, we got Duke plus 7.5 at Pitt. Man.
Disrespect to the Dukies.
Speaking of...
What a great season for Duke, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of big-ticket money line dogs here.
They're live, I would think.
They're second in the division in ACC Coastal.
Yeah.
Pitt has been a pit of despair. They have a better record than Pitt.
Pitt has just been all over the place. I don't understand. Slovis has been just a massive disappointment. Remember, they took Tennessee to overtime.
I know. Week one, though.
Week two.
Whatever.
They beat West Virginia week one.
And then, that's right. Wasn't it at Pitt?
Yeah. Slovis got hurt. And then their second string quarterback got hurt, and he was on one leg.
Yeah. Man. So, this opened at Pittsburgh minus 8. So, it's dropped a half point. I just, like, I don't understand this line.
Give me Duke. I mean, Pitt just smashed somebody, right?
Virginia.
Who's, yeah. Not very good.
No. They did beat Syracuse, but Syracuse is falling apart. They got smoked by UNC,
mm-hmm.
beat pretty decent by Louisville. They beat up Virginia Tech.
I think Duke can keep it within a touchdown, 7.5.
Okay.
Pitt probably wins, but I'm going to go with Duke plus 7.5.
Okay. You're taking Duke.
7-win Duke right now. Who would have thought?
They're... Threatening for 10? No, they can only top out at 9, right?
Well, 10 after the bowl game.
So this week, if they win, they'd be an 8-win team. Then they only have one regular season game left.
Yeah, so 9. And then
they could be a 10-win team. I'm taking Duke money line.
Oh, wow. I just bullied you into a...
And I might go back and take Nebraska.
Taking a bigger shot.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm taking Duke
money
line.
Don't ruin your money line dog record just because, you know, you have some... you're overcompensating.
I'm not overcompensating. I just feel Duke here. I don't know. I like Duke to win this game. I know it's a road game.
It's Heinz Field.
Right, exactly. And it's not like Duke is sheltered by their home field advantage.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this team is used to playing in empty stadiums.
Many are wondering, was Cutcliffe holding Duke back? That old bitch.
Oh, man. Next up.
Shire, too, on the sidelines yesterday. Did they beat Kansas last night?
No, they lost.
They lost. Whatever. They're not that good. But I like Shire on the sidelines. It's a lot harder to hate Duke now, basketball-wise.
I've never hated Duke. There's so many more teams I hate.
I didn't even... I never hated Duke basketball. I just hated Coach K.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like a little snake.
I know. And we'll talk about that on the basketball show.
We will.
But...
which is going to happen after the football show. I think we have like a preview show next week, though.
Yeah, I think that's when it'll like start.
So Michigan State got a big win.
It's just our schedule is so fucking packed because of football on a day-to-day basis that...
yeah, we don't have time.
It's really hard to get.
But Izzo gets his big dub. Izzo does this every season where he schedules like... a total murder's row at the beginning of the season for Michigan State. Just knowing that his team's not very good, but if they pick one or two of these games off, they'll have, like, for the committee, a good win.
Well, and even if they pick off the bubble, none of those games, and then they end up as, like, a 18-19 win team, the committee's like, oh, their strength of schedule.
Yep. He's playing 4D chess.
Yeah. By the way, I did watch that game. I watched a little bit of Duke-Kansas. I watched a lot of Michigan State-Kentucky. Shibwe, though he scored 22 points, played like fucking shit.
He's super hurt.
He let up some easy buckets to force the first overtime and then was fouled out and wasn't there to defend the lane that on another easy bucket for the second overtime.
He had knee surgery like a week before the season.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. Michigan State, though, that was like they hit basically two last second shots, but they were like dunks. It was like last second dunks. And it wasn't like put back dunk. It was like drive the lane last second. I've never seen that before, I swear.
But I think Izzo's got like his best recruiting class in a long time next year. And then obviously Kentucky next year is going to be loaded.
I don't hate Kentucky this year, but we'll talk about it later. Yeah. We'll talk about another show. Next up, we got Washington State -3.5 at Arizona. A lot of home dogs this week.
Mm-hmm. Arizona wins out. They're in the bowl game after being 1-11 last year.
Let's go. Good for them.
Shouts to the fish man.
I like Arizona. Football would be fun if Arizona was good. Basketball would be fun if Arizona wasn't a paper tiger.
Well, they're not. Arizona's very good this year in basketball. And they will be in the mix.
Yeah. They're still just squishy to me.
No.
They're squishy.
Why?
They're just soft.
Well, I think Tommy Lloyd was kind of the reason Gonzaga was successful. So
okay.
You're going to see Gonzaga fall off.
Well, Gonzaga's always squishy. And it's off. So
so it's just moved down to Arizona.
Yeah.
Football team, though, they went out there in the bowl game.
Let's go.
It's huge. I want Arizona to always win 8 to 9 games a year.
Yeah. You want them to be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be like maybe UCF plays Arizona and you have fun traveling to the game.
Oh, dude, a game in Tucson?
Be a blast.
I'd rather go to Tempe, but...
eh. I had friends. Missouri played Arizona State in like 2011 or something like that.
Stay in Scottsdale.
Yeah, I just had a lot of friends go to that, and they were like, "I've never been less." I thought it was going to be a fucking rager, the most fun fucking shit. He was like, "Their fans were all garbage." Like, they were like, it was like Cowboys fans and Raiders fans had a baby, just like that sort of like parking lot trash.
Mm.
It was like, they're like, it was so not what I fucking expected at all.
I know, but you kind of go there for like a long weekend, get there Thursday, maybe get some golf rounds in.
Yeah, that's the real, you make it a resort weekend that a game is a part of.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is.
I know.
The game itself, the day on campus, is going to bum you out.
A few good steakhouses I know out there.
That's fine. Yeah. But what I'm saying is the actual Arizona, and we're old anyways, so it doesn't matter anymore, but this was like right after, this was like when we were in our early 20s, and they were like, dude, my heart's broken at how disappointing that was. But whatever.
I'm going to go with Arizona money line here.
Okay.
I'm going to take plus the three and the money line.
Oh, you're taking both?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I will also take Duke's spread. Obviously, if I'm taking the money.
Right, right. No, that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Just cover your bases.
Right, 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 right.
So you can double lose sometimes.
Pretty much. Washington State, up and down year for them. Obviously, a win that looks shittier by the day. That road win at Wisconsin. I don't know. I'll take Wazoo here.
Okay.
Fuck it. I don't really have a... I wonder what the over-under situation is. No.
Because Arizona wins this game, they beat Arizona State. Bowl eligible.
Boom. I mean, yeah, they've are motivated. What's Wazoo's schedule again? Or Wazoo's record again, I should say. How close do they are being... Are they...
I think they have six wins, though.
Let's see here. One, two,
just look at this. Three. Stand-ins.
Five. Okay, they have six wins. Yeah, so they're just playing for a better bowl. And honestly, I'm gonna keep this bet, but they might overlook this game for the Apple Cup.
100%.
Yeah,
which they're gonna get smushed.
Yeah, so maybe they need this win. Who knows? But Apple Cup's gonna be
Next week's gonna be so fun.
I love rivalry week. And Missouri, thank God, is not playing at 11 in the morning for once.
So I also think we're not playing on Black Friday again.
We are. We always play on Black Friday.
We do too against USF, but I think they moved the game.
Really?
I think so. I could have dreamed that, but
whatever. Who cares? Not our podcast. Next up, Houston.
Unless we lose this week to Navy.
Yeah, true. Houston, getting 5.5.
I love this game.
On the road at ECU.
Oh, Pirates all day.
Yeah.
Pirates are covering this.
Yeah, this is a double digit win for the Pirates.
Yes. They're a much more competent team.
Yeah.
I mean, what Mike Houston has done in Greenville the last few years, that was a great hire from James Madison.
Oh, yeah. Because that James Madison program was like a brilliant D2 or whatever you call it, FCS program.
Yeah, he's the reason they're essentially an FBS school now.
Yeah, 100%. It is, yeah, East Carolina fucking rolls. This actually dropped a point in Houston's direction. East Carolina opened as a 6.5 favorite.
I mean, it could be a letdown spot where they're a little disappointed after that Cincinnati loss.
But you've seen them up close.
They're good.
You've seen them roll up close.
It's weird, though. Holton Ahlers, like, he's the most effective but ugliest quarterback I've ever seen. Like, the way the ball comes out of his hand is just gross. But he just somehow wills it there.
Yeah.
And they have these receivers that make these incredible catches. Their defense is decent.
You know what, though?
Houston is they're a mess.
They are a complete fucking mess. And we've gone over Dana's situation enough at this point on the show.
But he's almost salvaged it. I think at the beginning of the season, Holgorsen was kind of on the hot seat. But I think he's done enough to kind of like cool that a bit.
Yeah. What are they? I mean, they're 6-4. I guess if they win out, they're 8-4, and like, you know, then win the bowl game 9-4. Nobody's gonna really bitch at you about a 9-4 season at Houston. No sane person should.
They were expected to be the G5 school that was gonna like compete for a playoff, which was laughable.
Yeah,
to have those expectations.
That's insane.
Yeah,
That was never gonna happen.
No,
like even if they didn't lose games they shouldn't have lost, like Kansas for instance at home. Losing to Tech at Tech in overtime.
Speaking of which, we shouldn't really be talking about them because obviously it's outside the top 25. But Notre Dame,
yeah,
just a few spots where they have to look back and be like, man, we really goofed this season.
Yeah. And it was all early.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though.
No, well, not. They lost to Stanford.
Yeah. That was the first half of the season, right?
You can't lose to Stanford.
Under any circumstances.
And then they lost to fucking
Marshall.
Marshall.
Yeah. I think that is first-year head coach not being quite as organized as he thought he was.
And then they beat North Carolina and Clemson. So, like, what could have been for Notre Dame this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got the talent, right? Mm-hmm. That's what happens when a talented roster is, like, when there's a talented roster, but the team's kind of middling.
Let's say they squeak those two wins out. They're in the playoff picture, right? With their
How
only
many
loss
losses do they still have?
They would only lose to Ohio State.
Yeah, they're in the playoff picture.
They're probably five right now.
So thank God they lost those games because I really don't want to fucking see Notre Dame in the playoff. I don't care. Georgia State getting 9 on the road at James Madison. Over-unders 53. Man, these fucking Fun Belt teams. I don't know what to do with it a lot of times. Georgia State's been...
They're not good, but they're feisty, too.
Yeah, and James Madison's certainly the more competent of the teams. What was this line? 9? It opened at 9.5. Money moved a little bit towards Georgia State, or the line moved towards Georgia State. I don't really have a good read on this game, to be quite honest. I may just go ahead and take the over. That's what I'm going to do. Give me points.
Yeah, I don't hate that. But I'm going to go with...
Over-under 53, by the way.
I'm going to go with the over 53.
Okay.
I'm going to go Georgia State plus 9.
Okay.
I think they cover. I think they might even win this game.
But are you man enough?
No. my favorite game's next.
Ooh.
The biggest rivalry in college football.
Texas, 9-point favorite on the road in Lawrence, where the chalk rocks.
Jayhawk. 64 is the over-under.
How do you feel about that over-under to start?
Smash the over.
Really? Okay.
I kind of love the over, yeah.
Are you taking any of the teams?
No.
No.
Because I think this is a spot where Texas should be able to run through Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously a revenge spot for the last few weeks. Or last few years. But, you know, you never know with this Kansas team. So I'm going to go over-under, over 64.
Good to see Kansas back where they belong. I'm taking Texas all day. I think this is an absolute revenge game for last year, for Sark in particular. This is the type of game where you can guarantee starters are staying in. Especially because, by the way, if they do start rolling offensively, like, he's not taking Quinn Ewers out. Like,
no.
He's going to let Ewers gain confidence. Get
some reps.
Yep. Yeah. Like, this is starters stay in no matter what the score is.
Yep.
I think Texas comes out fucking angry. They've got something to prove. No problem.
Yeah.
Texas all day.
Yeah.
And it's basketball season. These dudes aren't showing. I mean, this would actually be a pretty good crowd at KU, probably, because they get up for Texas because they know that for some reason they could just beat Texas at any given time.
Doesn't matter what the record is.
No, throw the record books out.
Kansas comes out. But yeah, I'll go over 64. I think Texas could probably score 45 themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking Kansas to score 20. I think that's possible.
That's likely.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, very interesting game here in the Big Ten, if you're into Big Ten West standings. Iowa is lost the document.
Can Iowa still make the
yes.
Big Ten championship?
Yes. Iowa is a 2.5-point dog on
That's
the road
insane.
At Minnesota. This is 6-4 Iowa now.
Yep.
On a 3-game win streak.
Coming into their own.
4-3. So here's the thing. Hey, how's it going? There are 4 teams in the Big Ten West who are 4-3.
Yeah.
In conference. Minnesota, Purdue, Iowa, Illinois. Now, Purdue has the tiebreaker against Illinois.
Yeah.
Iowa has the tiebreaker against Purdue. Minnesota has... Purdue also has the tiebreaker against Minnesota. So Minnesota's out. They've lost to Illinois and Purdue.
Right.
So they would have to beat Iowa and then hope that Illinois and Purdue trip up more.
Iowa's winning this game.
Yeah, I was going to take this as an ML dog, but
yeah, the money line.
Yeah,
plus two and I'll take 2.5, but I'll take money line.
Yeah,
I like. They're starting to figure things out on offense a little bit, and their defense.
Their defense
is
elite.
Yeah, it's the best unit on the field.
Yeah, I like both those. I think that's a given. Like, I just don't trust Minnesota here.
No,
at all. They've been flaky this year. Whatever. I think this is some. Easy money.
Yeah.
As far easy as money could be.
And I mean, if you could tease Iowa to 8.5, just a regular teaser.
Yeah.
That's easy.
I think if you're going to do a teaser on these games, that is a great one to include.
But obviously, that's not our show. So.
It's not.
I'll take the 2.5 and
I'll
take
money.
There's
a couple good teaser games in this. Like if you wanted to tease, throw that Iowa game in with teasing Texas down to 3 and Florida down to 8.
Eh.
Might do that. I might do that later.
I don't like 8 as a number.
I don't care. Because
they win by a touchdown, you lose.
Yeah, but it's Vanderbilt, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Who cares? But they could also win by 10 instead of 14, and then you're fucking fine. Next up, we have, I guess, a rivalry game. Stanford, 4.5.
That's the only reason they're on the dock.
Yeah, plus 4.5 on the road at Cal. Over-under is 46.5. This game is... Of course, terrible.
Yeah, no. I'll take Stanford, though. I think Stanford wins the game.
That was kind of my...
I'll take the 4.5 and the money line. So I'm going to try to... I need to catch up on you, money line dogs.
Okay.
I need to start hitting.
Okay, so you got Stanford, 4.5 and money line?
Yep.
I'll take Cal just to go on the opposite side. I don't know. I don't care. So I'll take the home favorite by less than a touchdown. Fuck it. I'll take Cal.
Okay.
Western Kentucky at Auburn.
This is interesting.
This is a really interesting late season game. Western Kentucky, a 5.5-point dog on the road at...
Only 5.5.
Yeah.
At Auburn. That's
Auburn.
Insane.
Western Kentucky, they gave someone a game earlier this year.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're decent, you know.
Check it out.
They have 7 wins.
I'm going Western Kentucky money line.
Why do you hate Cadillac Williams?
I don't know, because he couldn't even make a national championship game.
He got his first win as a coach last week. Because
his coach was Tommy Tuberville.
Right.
Any number of reasons.
I do love when like a former great at the school takes over as like an interim coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're rallying around him like, oh, dude, hire Cadillac. It's like, dude, he's not going to get the head coaching job. Are you insane?
There's such a... people. I mean, look at how many times that's happened recently and not fucking worked out at all. Scott Frost at Nebraska. Barry Odom at fucking Missouri.
It's not even the case. I'm saying like guys who come in who are on the staff.
Oh.
Former greats, but they come into the interim role.
Yeah.
And they take over and they rally around them. And it's just like, no, they're not going to. Obviously, they're not going to spend money on Cadillac Williams being their head coach. It's
no,
Auburn.
It's insane. Although I guess they don't have to spend as much money.
It's almost. The Eagles did it too. When we fired Peterson, they're like, hire Deuce Staley. And I'm like, man.
Why? Why?
And at the time, we hired Sirianni, and I'm like, oh, I don't like that hire.
Yeah.
I would have rather had Deuce Staley at the time. Now I'm like, you know what? Sirianni's grown on me. He's not bad.
It works. It works out. How do you feel about this game?
Ooh, 5.5. Auburn coming off a big dub against A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe feeling themselves. I mean, it's the home crowd has to count for something. They will win the game, but I kind of agree Western Kentucky is going to be tough. It's going to be tough out.
Yeah.
Auburn wins by 3.
Okay.
Western Kentucky plus 5.5.
All right. Western Kentucky plus 5.5. I'm taking the fucking win. So S&P Plus has Western Kentucky winning the game outright.
All right.
So
I'm not that bold. I think Auburn still wins.
Okay. But. Man. All right. We got another fun fucking game here.
Okay.
Texas Tech plus 3.5 at Iowa State, over under 48. Iowa State stinks. Texas Tech is.
But it's in Ames. It's
what?
In Ames.
What? It's in Ames. It's in Ames. 100%.
Different team in Ames.
It's not inaccurate.
And Tech stinks outside of Lubbock.
How has Tech done outside of Lubbock this year? Let's see.
Not great.
Well, they're 5-5 overall. Uh-huh. Iowa State is 4-6. But they've only won one game in conference. Tech has, let's see if they have any wins outside of Lubbock. one.
Did they win at Houston or was that game in Lubbock? That game was
that
in
game
Lubbock.
Was in Lubbock. Yeah. Texas Tech clocking in with zero road wins.
So that all five of their wins are at home.
2, 3.
I thought they caught somebody on the road.
Nope.
No, all right.
Nope. They have zero road
wins.
What's
the line?
3.5.
Huh. I don't want to take Iowa State in this game.
I know. Over under, if we want to go that route, is 48.
I hate that too.
I know. this is dead on. I don't know where to go here. This is like, I mean, this is fucking brutal.
Lesser shows would skip this game.
Yes, they would be like, I don't know. But look, we're gonna pick this.
But we're gonna pick this game.
I would say,
say their names.
Oh, we've said it.
The teams that you pick.
I'll say this for Iowa State. They've hung tough a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take Iowa State just because of Ames.
I will too.
Just because Lubbock, you know, Tech is just not the same team on the road, I guess.
Yeah, I will too. Look, you're a ballsy man if you put a lot of money on this game, but it just feels like all things being equal, give me the home team.
Actually, I'm going to take it down. I'm going to be a coward, though. I'm going to take it down to 3. I'm going to say Iowa State -3.
All right.
I don't want to get boned by the half.
We're switching roles here. I'll keep the 3.5.
Okay.
Boise State -14 on the road at Wyoming. Boise's had a decent second half, I believe.
They're coming back to what Boise's expected to do.
Right.
Fun. But it's at Wyoming. It's a weird, funky place.
For most people. I don't know if it is for Boise State.
Why?
It feels like a lateral move in terms of home game.
Less Smurf turf.
Yeah, but you're still in the middle of nowhere.
It'll
in the
probably
mountains.
Snow.
What?
I bet it snows.
This could be a snow game. I'm just saying, you're in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. What do you, you know?
14? I know Wyoming stinks, but.
So.
They have a decent defense.
Boise State went to Nevada and won 41-3. No,
Nevada's one of the worst teams in the country.
Boise State, 14's a lot. Let's see what Wyoming's done recently. Have they been putting up a fight? I mean, they're 7-3.
Yeah. I think they've actually outkicked what they've their expectation.
Their last 4 games have been against horrific
competition
teams.
Yeah.
They beat Colorado State by 1. They beat Hawaii by a touchdown.
All right.
Not great.
On the island or in Hawaii or in Wyoming?
It was on the island.
Oh, see, that's better. They're a little bit more of a force on the island.
I guess.
They're not.
I'm going to go with Boise State here. And to repay the cowardice favor, I will buy a half point.
Okay. I'll go Wyoming +14 at home.
So, yeah, I'm going Boise State.
Boise wins by a touchdown.
Wyoming +14. All right. This is an interesting one. Syracuse, 10-point dog at Wake Forest, over under 55.5. I don't know about that line, but I like the over.
I think Schrader is still hurt for Syracuse. That's why they've kind of had this downward spiral. The quarterback went down. I think Wake probably
got... Wake's defense is bad.
Yeah, no, it stinks.
Yeah.
I'll take Wake minus the points, though.
When did Schrader get hurt? Was it during the Notre Dame game?
No, it was a few weeks before that.
Well, they put up 24 on Notre Dame, and they put up 21 on Clemson. Did he get hurt against Clemson?
I can look.
Because 21 against Clemson and 24 against Notre Dame, that is a competent offense. Now, 9 against Pitt and 3 against Florida State, not so much. But Wake Forest, I mean, let me look at their schedule just to see who they've given up a lot of points to. NC State's offense hasn't been that good this year. They gave up 30 to Wake. Or Wake gave up 30 to them.
Yeah, I imagine he got hurt against Notre Dame because he only had 14 attempts.
Okay.
And then he only had 16 attempts against Florida State.
Yeah, I'll just take the over. I don't care.
Huh. No, I'll just take Wake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wake double dig.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then last, San Jose State, 2-point favorite on the road at Utah State. Utah State, quite bad.
Not that bad.
They're pretty bad.
No. Don't they have 7 wins?
They're third in the Mountain West. Let's see. I'll just fucking check the standings.
Give BYU a game.
Yeah, sure. they're 5-5. Utah State is. They are on a 2-game win streak.
San Jose State just lost to San Diego State.
Yeah, who is not also not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me Utah State.
I'll take San Jose State.
All right. What's your random game of the week?
Hold on. Random game. Let me look up and down this bastard here real quick. Mm-hmm. Up and down the list. Oh boy, got a fun one on the island. UNLV at Hawaii.
Oh, you going Akron Buffalo?
No, I'm not touching that. Man, let's see here. Okay, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Rivalry game, but only for one side. And one side's competent, and one side's not.
Okay.
And the side that's competent is the side that thinks it's a rivalry. Virginia Tech at Liberty. Liberty is a... Let me see what they are now. They were a 9.5-point favorite.
It's still 9.5.
I'm taking Liberty.
Okay.
Let me just double check that line, though, because that was the opening line. Oh, they're 10-point favorites now. I'll buy it back down to 9.5. But yeah, that's my game of the week.
All right. We're going to go Indiana plus 10.5 against Michigan State. At Michigan State.
Okay.
Michigan State's on a little bit of a run, but they're not covering. They're not beating Indiana by more than 10.
Fair. So, interesting note on that game, by the way, with S&P Plus. I like to point out when there's massive disparities.
Yeah.
The over-under on this game is 46. For reasons I don't know, S&P Plus believes that over...
They're going to smash it.
It's going to hit by 2 touchdowns. They think it's 14. They're going to score
the
14.
The offensive powerhouses that are Michigan State and Indiana.
Right. Yeah. I don't understand that, but it's something I'll just point it out.
Just something to, that so, we're monitoring.
Mm-hmm. Just something to think about. But yeah, that's all right. That's all I got for this week.
Same.